local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We welcome you into a Friday edition of the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We have a little bit of a different lineup coming up here today. We are working on Brian Kilmeade, who is Fox News, Fox and Friends co-host, Kilmeade and Friends. He is going to be in Fairhope over the weekend doing a book signing and discussion. We are supposed to have him on here in just a couple of minutes, so we're working on that right now. Looking forward to talking with him and about the book that he had coming out. Also, later on this hour, Davis Wood from Escambia County Public Safety. It is December now, December 1st, and we will have him on to talk about the Keep the Wreath Green Fire Safety campaign, joint effort between Escambia County and the Pensacola Police Department to try to keep us safe and promote fire safety during the cooler month of December. Of course, a lot with the holiday decorations and lights as well. And so we're looking forward to Davis. Tanner Stewart coming up at 5:30. So a little bit of a different program. We're absolutely loaded, and so we'll clear out as much space as we can here. First, getting an update on the roads and weather. Right now, it's 73 degrees, and we do have rain in the forecast. Here's meteorologist Alan Strum.
The rainy weather pattern continues right on into the weekend, and we've got a real high rain chance on Saturday. I think most of that heavy rain is going to fall Saturday morning, and maybe much of it very early Saturday morning. We could see a few inches of rain. So we're 90% on our Saturday rain chance. Sunday's rain chance is 50%. Highs this weekend will be at or above 70 degrees. Overnight lows will be in the 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, and taking a look on the roads right now, things not looking too bad. There's a couple of accidents popping up here, one on Scenic Highway right at East Olive Road. This looks like it's on Olive as you're getting onto Scenic Highway. That is a little bit slow moving there. Of course, a lot going on over on Pine Forest Road right in front of the Five Flags Speedway, mainly in the southbound lanes as you are approaching Five Flags, so be mindful there. Also, some northbound traffic causing some slowdowns there as well. Also, accident right at the triangle between Fairfield and Tahara Drive. This is on westbound Fairfield approaching Tahara. Slowdowns in each direction is also with lining up with Palafox there as well. If you see anything else out there, you can let us know a couple of ways. The traffic line is 850-262-6111, and the text line is 850-437-1620. 4:15 right now. We'll take a quick break, come back with some of our top stories today, and working on getting Brian Kilmeade on here. News Radio 92.3 on a Friday, Pensacola Right Now.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And try Nervive pain-relieving cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Of course, we had the Friday Transgressors Memorial Service where we talked about things getting canceled this week. Also had a good recap of the debate last night between Governor DeSantis and Governor Newsom. But I'll tell you the thing that if you happen to miss it, I'd love you to go check out. Had a really interesting wrap with Craig Hinesman and Joyce Aboka talking about book bans and level of access to adult information for children on the wrap. Check that out at the podcast page, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Looking for unique and one-of-a-kind gift ideas this holiday season? Look no further. Berman Proper, an amazing gift shop nestled in Gulf Breeze proper, has a wide selection of gifts, custom engraving, and local products. They also have one of the largest selections of coastal Christmas ornaments and decor that you need to see. Prim and Proper has gifts for everyone on your list, including yourself. Prim and Proper is located in your neighborhood Walmart shopping center in Gulf Breeze proper and online at priminproper.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Don't you know that it's Christmas time again? I'm happy.
417, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. It is Pensacola right now. Happy Friday. Joe and Austin with you, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. And we're going to head to the phone lines right now, bring on Brian Kilmeade, Fox News host on Fox and Friends. You also hear him right here on News Radio 92.3, Kilmeade and Friends. And Brian, good to have you on this afternoon. Know you got a busy schedule this afternoon. Thanks for fitting us in here. You were in Pensacola a couple years ago, if I recall, doing a book signing, and I know that one was went very well. You're back in the area on Sunday over in Fairhope, Alabama, talking about your book, Teddy and Booker T, How Two American Icons Blazed a Path for Racial Equality. I went back, listened to a couple of interviews that you talked about this book, and I think one thing that stands out right away is the relationship and the friendship between Teddy Roosevelt and Booker T. Washington seems like one that would have been at the time statistically impossible. And from a historical perspective, you kind of point out that this was a relationship that was kind of hidden in plain sight. And in your own research, you kind of uncovered this, that like, hey, these are two of the most significantly historical figures, and this relationship nobody's really talked about or uncovered before.
Yeah, I mean, I had to go check out with the Roosevelt people to make sure that they were on board with this. And they said, no, it's absolutely real. We know about it. In fact, they have a lot of the Teddy Roosevelt descendants, or I'm on, where I am at in Long Island. One runs the Roosevelt Center at Long Island University, and he has become a historian himself. And he said, oh, yeah, he's all over. They're both, all of each other's stories really started when Teddy was a vice president and when Booker T. Washington published his book, Up From Slavery. They got to know each other. Everybody knew Teddy Roosevelt. Not many people knew Booker T. in the North. And then he realized what an asset he could be if he wanted to be a national figure and win election on his own. They realized what they did at Tuskegee. They just changed the world, 1,000 people at a time. It started with a school of 30 kids and ended up being a school graduating 1,500 a year. And not only when you graduated from Tuskegee, you're talking about the turn of the 20th century, you not only had an academic education, you all had a skill. And you became invaluable to the region as industrialization of America took place. All of a sudden, you had this huge workforce that was gaining respect and changing racial perceptions. And the leader of all that was Booker T. Washington. And Teddy Roosevelt recognized that. And they started using each other. Teddy Roosevelt for the position of power to further causes up in the north of Washington. And then, of course, Booker T. Washington. Talk about the needs and how to straighten things out and how to fight back against the KKK, lynchings, poll taxes, Jim Crow. Booker T. Washington would provide names of different judges, postmasters, dockmasters, people that would be strong and loyal in these positions. And the one thing you would see is Teddy Roosevelt in a letter would say, I just want the best person. I don't care about the color of their skin. I don't care if it's a man or a woman. So pretty amazing in those times.
And you alluded to this where, you know, when you write about historical figures, depending on how long ago they lived, you may or may not have an opportunity to meet and to kind of get some insight with family members and not just stuff that has been written about them by other people, but also family stories that have been passed down, personal diaries, things like that. So in your personal journey of getting to meet with the families, what did you take away and how did that impact you and kind of some snippets of what readers will see coming from the families?
Well, great question. I mean, there were these idiots in New York City boxed up Teddy Roosevelt's statue and moved it out of the Museum of Natural History. You look at some of the things that Lincoln said and Roosevelt said, and you could see they had blind spots. They were people of their generation, but they evolved in many ways. And that should be pointed out. And the family welcomed the fact that racially there was many things that he did was forward. But there's also, you'd read some quotes from Teddy Roosevelt, and you'd say, oh, my goodness, I can't believe he said that. So the family welcomed this idea of doing this and just highlighting this relationship. And you bring up a good point. The first thing you do before you take on any type of project is read their words. If it's a newspaper, if it's their letters. And in Booker T. Washington's cases, he had many books, and his first, he had two or three biographies that he kept expanding on. So it just wipes out the opinion portion of people's history. So, no, that's not what happened. This is how he saw it in his day. Frederick Douglass, the same thing. He writes a best-selling biography. Instead of doing another one, he just kept on expanding on it and expanding on his background, expanding on his new accomplishments. And then you go and try to reinforce what they said. And it's that's how I prefer it. Go through how they lived, how they what they perceived in their time.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's all you.
Talking with Brian Kilmeade. You see him on Fox News, Fox and Friends, also on Fox News Radio, Kilmeade and Friends. Book signing coming up on Sunday at 6 o'clock. Tickets available at briankilmeade.com. Brian, the takeaway for readers, because not only are we talking about a history lesson in two of these influential figures, but obviously something that the reader can glean, that they can take away, that they can apply to their own life.
Both these guys, even though Roosevelt had money, they had unbelievable obstacles when they were younger. And one was physical health with Teddy Roosevelt. He also lost his mom and his wife the same day in the same house within hours of each other with an infant that was just born, a few weeks old. So, Roosevelt had money. How was that like a guy that was born a slave? It isn't. It was much harder for Booker T. Washington, obviously. But then you had a guy in Booker T. Washington, no shoes, one meal a day, slept on the floor his entire youth. He just pushed and found ways to get an education. He ends up being one of the top educators, most impactful racial warriors of his day, maybe in American history. His book was the best-selling African-American book up until Malcolm X in the 1960s. You're talking about 50, 60 years, and people still read it today. And that's what Teddy Roosevelt read when it first came out. That's the first time I heard about this story. I said, let me just read this. I can't believe Booker T. Washington wrote his own book, and that's how it started this, when I found this, about 8 years ago.
You talked about, in one of the interviews, you talked about just the dinner alone. The first time that these two men met was in Manhattan, I believe. And that in and of itself was a huge deal, depending on what part of the country you were.
Yeah, for all the wrong reasons. It's because people didn't want to see a black man have dinner at the White House with a white family. And then to think about how much further we came, here we are, we have in Barack Obama's 2008, he's actually hosting that dinner. So when people need a perspective on how far we've come on race relations in America, and the people that work so hard and put up with so much to get us here. And you talk about the uproar. I put the headlines, these horrific headlines that were in place, especially in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and others. It just made you couldn't believe people wrote this. You just couldn't say, it's great. Booker T. Washington's a great guy, but he should never, he should not go too far and think that he is equal to the white man. And you see stuff like that. And you realize then what America was like in certain sections, but then you realize where we're at right now. People don't think that, let alone write that.
And lastly, Brian, I know you're busy. I think you're in Missouri today. Is that right? And then a couple appearances.
St. Louis tonight, yeah.
All right. And then Texas tomorrow. You talked about so Booker T. Washington is 9 years old. He reads verbatim the Emancipation Proclamation is literally read verbatim to him. So his family are free. And then just the effort it took as a young man to get into college was – he had no academic background, but he had a thirst for learning. And talk about how he was ultimately able to convince them to let him into college.
Well, he went 400 miles on $12. Basically, it was our version of hitchhiking if there were cars. He ran out of money in between. He'd be sleeping in between cracks in the sidewalk. And when he finally arrived there, he went to Hampton, and they looked at him. He was an absolute mess, needed a shower. It was unkept, and they just basically said, we have no room for this. We have people who are striving in academics. They judged the book by its cover. So he went back, and he kept going back, and he cleaned himself up, and he went in again, and they said, well, you keep coming back here. I need a janitor, essentially, what we would call a janitor. Why don't you clean that classroom? Well, he had Mrs. Ruffner, who was his mentor, who he kept care of her house and her grounds. And she saw how hard young Booker T. Washington worked and how motivated he was and how driven he was and ambitious he was. And she said, I'll teach you to read and write. And she also taught him how to clean and do work. And when he cleaned that classroom, they thought a team of people cleaned it. They said, let me watch you clean the next one. They cleaned the whole school. They said, come back tomorrow, and you can help us out during the day and go to school at night. He ended up being their star student, fantastic, best professor. And then when they needed somebody to start a school in the South in Alabama, they recommended 24-year-old Booker T. Washington, the guy that once came to Hampton College at 17 with no money in his pocket, having gone 400 miles, not knowing a single soul, hoping to improve himself. Forget the race story, forget even the American story. Just say if anyone's looking for motivation and a sense of possibility, read this book. You will be so motivated, and especially Teddy Roosevelt. The guy couldn't breathe as a child. He had vicious asthma, intestinal issues, thought he was going to die, no friends, constantly bullied, ends up being a robust, fearless president, police commissioner, vice president, governor, war hero, assistant secretary of the Navy. These are the stories we need to know, and people need to answer that question. Are we an exceptional nation? Yes, because of exceptional people.
Hmm. Well, that's awesome. Brian, appreciate the time. Know we got some stuff going on this evening, a book signing over in Missouri, so we'll let you go. Thanks so much for the time this afternoon.
Sunday at 6. I want to see everybody out there. I can't wait to see
Absolutely.
Everybody in Fairhope again.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Brian. We appreciate it.
Bye.
That's going to be at 6 o'clock Sunday at the Page and Palette in Fairhope. You can get tickets on briankilmeade.com/tour. All the purchase of the tickets, you get a signed book as well as a discussion with him. He will be discussing the book there. So that is very cool. I really should read more. Austin, I should read more.
Most of us should.
My dad loves history, and I think that would be definitely a book to get him there. Our thanks to Brian Kilmeade for hopping on with us. 6 o'clock Sunday in Fairhope, Page and Palette. If you want to meet Brian and get a signed copy of his book, it is Teddy and Booker T, How Two American Icons Blazed a Path for Racial Equality. 4:30 right now, coming up after the Fox News update, we're talking, it's December now, so we have the Keep the Wreath Green campaign underway.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The House of Representatives voting to expel New York Republican George Santos over charges of fraud related to his campaign. House Speaker Mike Johnson announcing the vote on the House floor this morning.
In light of the expulsion of the gentleman from New York, Mr. Santos, the whole number of the House is now 434.
And that includes 221 Republicans, 213 Democrats, as the GOP majority narrows by one. House members also paying tribute to the late Supreme Court, former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. She died at the age of 93. Arizona Democratic Congressman Greg Stanton.
Justice O'Connor spent her life breaking down barriers in pursuit of a more just society. She blazed every trail she set foot on.
He went on to call her Arizona's greatest stateswoman. Sandra Day O'Connor was 93. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. With a positive session to open the month of December, U.S. stocks extended their weekly win streak to 5. Today, the S&P 500 rose 26 points, and the Dow Industrials leaped 294, both of those indexes notching fresh highs for this year. Add Walmart to the list of companies saying it will not advertise on the social media platform X. The discount for retail giant said, "We aren't advertising on X as we found other platforms to better reach our customers." The former Twitter has struggled to retain advertisers since Elon Musk acquired the company 14 months ago and has seen a fresh exodus in recent weeks amid growing concerns about anti-Semitic content. Shoppers at some dollar stores in the southern U.S. may be eligible for a $25 gift card. Reports say a settlement has been reached with Family Dollar stores, many Dollar Tree locations also, in Arkansas, Alabama, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, and Tennessee, after a large rat infestation in an Arkansas warehouse that supplied those locations. That's Your Money Now.
A holiday message from Jackson Hewitt.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money the same day.
Starting December 11th, walk into a Jackson Hewitt for an early loan on your tax refund, and you could walk out with up to $1,000.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money. Missing out would be cray.
Appointments go fast. Book yours now at JacksonHewitt.com. Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again.
Pensacola businesses are estimated to lose over $20,000 to cybercrimes this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Confirming any change to a financial transaction with a phone call can save time, embarrassment, and especially money when dealing with would-be criminals. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Oregon coach Dan Lanning told me this about his QB, Bo Nix.
Heisman is coming up, and it's supposed to be for the best player in college football. It's hard for me to imagine anybody being better than Bo Nix and how much he's grown, how much he's improved. He's thrown for more yards than anybody else in college football.
So I predict that tonight not only does Bo Nix have a monster game to defeat Washington to win the Pac-12 title, but that W will also secure him the Heisman Trophy. I'm Zach Gelb. CBS.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Lindsay and Chill Out Cryo Spa wishing you a wonderful Christmas and Happy New Year.
Well, in a few weeks, Cat Country celebrates their 20th anniversary. And on behalf of the Apple Yard Agency, who's been around over 60 years, we want to wish you the happy anniversary and the best holidays possible. We love our partnership with Cat Country.
This is Heather Hurst with D.R. Horton wishing a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay.
Hey, everybody, this is Austin Price.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor.
This is Joe Ford.
Hi, this is David Wayne.
And I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy Hanukkah. Also a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas from my family and from all of us at News Radio 92.3.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure to treat me nice.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here. Going to get another check at the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we're seeing some congestion. Past I-10 on Pine Forest Road, if you are traveling southbound, there are some backups there. Also, there's some splotchy congestion on North Davis Highway, particularly northbound just past Creighton Road and southbound heading towards Olive. And on Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Palafox, expect some issues there as well.
All right, thank you very much. And taking a look at the forecast, meteorologist Alan Strum.
High rain chances continue into the weekend. A shower or a storm could pop up really at about any time, though I think the most likely time for the heaviest rain is going to be on Saturday morning, and we're talking very early Saturday morning. We could see a few or maybe even several inches of rain this weekend. The rain chance drops a little Sunday, but it's still there. It's at 50%. High temps at or above 70, overnight lows in the 60s. Have a great weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Right now, 71, overnight low 66. Showers likely, as he said. So, all right. Saturday, high 73, 71 on Sunday, and showers in the forecast pretty much all weekend, and then clearing out to early next week. As well. So 4:38 here, taking a look at our top three stories. By the way, if you missed Brian, we were originally scheduled for 4:40, had to bump it up because he's doing some stuff with his book signing tonight over in Missouri. So if you missed it, we will replay that interview coming up here in the 6 o'clock hour. And as always, you can check out the podcast page on newsradio923.com. Good to talk to him about his new book. We'll talk to Davis Wood here from Scambia County in just a moment. Quickly here, just a quick rundown here, top three stories. Of course, the big story of the day was actually over in Washington. We talked about it all week with the vote to expel George Santos. And the House did just that, as the vote was 311 to 114. More than 100 Republicans voted in favor of removing Santos, who is now just the sixth lawmaker to ever be pushed out of the chamber. One of the no votes was our own Congressman Matt Gaetz.
Since the beginning of this Congress, there's only two ways you get expelled. You get convicted of a crime, or you participated in the Civil War. Neither apply to George Santos.
Yeah, so Gates saying his defense wasn't necessarily for Santos as much as it was for the precedent that he says his colleagues were willing to shatter. Also, the truce over now between Israel and Hamas, the Israeli military announcing that it has resumed combat in the Gaza Strip, claiming Hamas violated the truce and fired a rocket towards Israeli territory. And that's something that Secretary of State Antony Blinken agreed with.
It began firing rockets before the pause had ended. And as I said, it reneged on the commitments it made in terms of releasing certain hostages.
Yeah, so Israel picking up airstrikes now in Gaza City, drones also over southern Gaza as well. That's a look at our top stories around the nation and around the world today. Coming back closer to home, right now we'll go to the phones, bring on Davis Wood, Escambia County spokesman for public safety. And Davis, good to talk to you as always, sir. I trust you had a good Thanksgiving.
Joe, I had a fantastic Thanksgiving. You know, all the family was in Gulf Breeze. We had a wonderful time. And then after that, took a little trip down to Gainesville to watch my beloved Florida Gators unfortunately succumb to the Florida State Seminoles. Nonetheless, it was a great time in Gainesville. A good way to celebrate my birthday as well. So I couldn't complain. Good times were still had.
Good, good. Glad to hear that. Well, you know, your Gators lost, my Buckeyes lost, so we were suffering together on that one. And by the way, last time we spoke, it was prior to Thanksgiving, so I haven't heard too much by way of any sort of devastating fires that happened because people got careless with cooking turkeys.
You know, we did have a couple of fires that we responded to. Nothing crazy, though. I do not believe we had any residential structure fires that were related to cooking. We did have a few outdoor-related fires, but those were campfire-related. As far as I'm aware, I went through some of the reports, did not see any cooking-related fires. So
awesome.
It looks like people took the message to heart, and we had a fun Thanksgiving.
Awesome. Well, let's give them another message to take to heart. So we have now December 1st, we have the Keep the Wreath Green campaign. It's an annual campaign that both Escambia County and Pensacola Fire undertake together. And I don't remember. I know that there were some red bulbs. I think it was, a couple years ago where somehow we were able to make an entire month with no red bulbs. But so to just kind of talk about the background and what we're trying to accomplish here.
Yeah, sure. And what you're talking about, I believe that was 2021. The city of Pensacola to accomplish that feat of zero red bulbs. The county, however, had quite a bit.
Okay.
But fortunately, Escambia County did much better last year, 15 red bulbs, and I believe the city only had one. But what you're talking about is the campaign where throughout the county and the city, you're going to see a whole bunch of green wreaths propped up in front of fire stations. Now, in the county, you're going to see them at 21 fire stations, as well as the public safety building off W Street and our downtown building off of Palafox. And in the city, you're going to see it at their five fire stations and City Hall. So right now, all the wreaths are green. If there were to be a structure fire, specifically a residential structure fire, that displaces the occupants, then we would remove one green bulb and replace that with a red bulb. And so the purpose of that is for you as the citizen to see we have had a fire in this community that has displaced somebody or a thing. And that needs to be important for you to realize because, one, that should make sure you take that home and say, okay, what are we doing here to make sure we are staying safe? How can we make sure we exercise fire safety throughout the Christmas season? It's cold outside. Maybe not so much right now this very second, but it's going to be cold outside. People tend to use space heaters. People tend to use fireplace. People tend to use their fire pits outside to try and stay warm, to gather together. So we want this to be an education campaign for everyone that's in the county and the city, and make sure that they're aware of their surroundings, aware of the things that they can do to make sure they stay safe. You're going to use a real Christmas tree, a fake Christmas tree. You're going to put up lights. You're going to be plugging in extra lights into your outlets. Try not to overload the electrical socket. Try not to put too many into your power strip. Try not to keep your tree near a fireplace. Try not to have your space heater close to your tree or anything flammable. all of these are things that we are going to be talking about each and every day throughout the month of December to try and educate everybody in the area about fire safety during Christmas time.
Talking with Davis Wood, public safety spokesman for Escambia County. And Davis, I know that, you know, the summer was particularly troubling. And you could, watching and listening to Mayor D.C. Reeves talk about it, was the number of fires that unfortunately involved fatalities within city limits, and there were obviously some with on the county side as well, that didn't have working smoke detectors. And know that the city has undertaken an effort where they've gone out into neighborhoods, they've been canvassing, and I know that obviously the county has a heightened focus and awareness of that as well. So if you could just kind of reiterate and remind people that what is available if you are aware as a homeowner that you do not have a working smoke detector, or you have no idea when the last time it would have been changed was?
Sure. So, you know, typically the battery lifespan of a smoke detector is 10 years. And it is always recommended that you, after 10 years, or you should replace that smoke detector. And in fact, I told my parents that too. They moved into their house about 10 years ago. Time to change those smoke detectors. So in Escambia County specifically, you can call 850-595-HERO. That is 4376. So again, that's 850-595-HERO, 4376. And we'll get you set up with a free smoke detector. We'll even go through your home and check your electrical outlets, because sometimes, especially in older homes specifically, your electrical outlets, you know, they have old wiring. They might be fading out. They might not work the way they used to. They may spark at times. You may not even notice it, and that can cause a fire hazard inside your walls. You can't even see it until it is on fire. So there are things, there are numerous services that actually we do as a county for free. So again, that number is 850-595-4376. That's 5950. And you can receive free smoke detector installations currently in Escambia County. And speaking of our partners over at the city of Pensacola, Pensacola Fire Department, call 850-436-5200 if you are a city of Pensacola resident, and they'll help you out there as well. And also, you can learn a lot more information on myescambia.com/fire.
All right, sounds good. Davis, we always appreciate it, and you have a good weekend, all right?
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it, and y'all have a happy holiday season.
We'll do our best. Thanks so much, Davis. That's Davis Wood, public safety and spokesman for Escambia County, joining us as Keep the Wreath Green campaign is now off and running here in the month of December. A little after 4:45, we'll get another check of the roads and our weather. Austin?
Thank you, sir. So we're looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, and it's pretty mild compared to what we've seen these past few days. But we are still dealing with some issues on Pine Forest Road. That's a big one at the moment. If you're traveling northbound, just got off I-10 perhaps, trying to head towards 9 Mile Road, that's going to give you some issues. We're also seeing a little bit southbound as well. And if you pass I-10, you're going further south. We've got some congestion there, but hopefully that won't be any more severe than it already is. The intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road is causing issues as well, as it so often does. Brent Lane, a lot of the congestion we were seeing there towards North Palafox is seemingly dying down, so that's good. Other than that, we've got some congestion downtown, but that's pretty par for the course. Lastly, in Santa Rosa County, if you are trying to come over Blackwater River on Caroline Street, traveling westbound, heading towards downtown Milton, that is extensively backed up, as it so often is.
The rainy weather pattern continues right on into the weekend, and we've got a real high rain chance on Saturday. I think most of that heavy rain is going to fall Saturday morning, and maybe much of it very early Saturday morning. We could see a few inches of rain. So we're 90% on our Saturday rain chance. Sunday's rain chance is 50%. Highs this weekend will be at or above 70 degrees. Overnight lows will be in the 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Sounds good. 71 degrees right now, showers likely overnight, 66 rather, the low. More showers Saturday, 73, rain on Sunday as well, 71 for a high there. Did you catch any of course you did, you were here. What did you think of the DeSantis-Newsom debate? Was it everything that you hoped and dreamed it would be?
Well, considering that I didn't hope it to amount to much, I guess so. It was just two politicians bickering.
Yeah.
You know, as we thought it would be.
Favorite part was the when DeSantis held up the poop heat map.
Yeah, that's
this
been
is a map
point.
Of San Francisco. There's a lot of plots on that. You may be asking, what is that plotting? Well, this is an app where they plot the human feces that are found on the streets of San Francisco. And you see how almost the whole thing is covered, because that is what has happened in one of the previous greatest cities this country's ever had. Human feces is now a fact of life.
Yeah, so there's that.
Ouch.
Yeah. And then he went on to say, well, you know, I mean, they did a great job cleaning it all up when China came, you know, and they had the Chinese flag hanging up there as well. So, yeah, that was the highlight of the evening as far as I'm concerned there. also, quick national stories today. Retired U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor died at the age of 93. Also, Donald Trump, speaking of debates, he's not going to be in this next one. No surprise there. It's happening in Tuscaloosa next week. Instead, he'll be attending a fundraiser for his Super PAC MAGA Inc. So that's next week there. Sports, of course, it's conference championship weekend in college football. Big one. It is a college football playoff quarterfinal tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Number 3, Washington, and number 5, Oregon. That's at 7 o'clock on ABC. Who do you like on that one?
It's tricky because Washington has struggled with several opponents. They struggled with Oregon themselves. Rematches are always tough. I'll take Oregon, but I really want Washington.
I think I'm with you on that. Yeah, I'm going to say Oregon's going to win. I'm surprised it's like a 10-point spread. I don't know, really understand that, but, you know, whatever. Former White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci will testify before Congress early next year on the origins of COVID and the pandemic response in the U.S. That two-day transcribed interview will be January 8th and 9th, 7 hours of testimony per day. It's going to be a private session, so I don't think we're going to get a chance to watch that. 4:51, we'll take a final break this hour, get some lighter stuff, pop culture, wacky stories, and good news to wrap up hour number one of Pensacola right now on a Friday.
Marcus Point Baptist Church invites you to a Christmas celebration for the whole family. The spirit of Christmas has been a Pensacola tradition over the past 30 years. This year, our special guest will be Joe Kennedy, the praying coach. While we're celebrating, your kids will have a blast with our kids' ministry, plus a free meal for the whole family. It's all happening December 10th at 10 a.m. at any of our three campuses in Pensacola, Beulah, and North Pace. For more information, visit PensacolaChurch.org.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Pensacola Christmas Concert is back on News Radio 92.3. It's 24 hours of Christmas music from you, Pensacola. Local churches, local bands, local musicians, all right here on News Radio 92.3, all Christmas Day. We have music from the Pensacola Children's Chorus, the Pensacola Civic Band, Olive Baptist Church, the Perdido Brass, and more. And if you'd like your music to be part of the Pensacola Christmas Concert, send an email to christmas@newsradio923.com.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Going downtown and spreading good cheer, handing gloves out when we volunteer for the children.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Right at 4:55 here, we'll get another check at the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Lowe's. Save big every day during their 25 days of deals. Be sure to shop daily for the whole home. That's Lowe's 25 days of deals. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we're not really dealing with too much more than what we covered on in our last break. There's some splotches of congestion here and there on like North Davis Highway and West 9 Mile. But Pine Forest Road is the main one giving us trouble right now. Between West 9 Mile and I-10 going both north and southbound, that's got some congestion building up at the moment. And even further southbound beyond I-10, you may hit a rough patch or two there. Other than that, downtown may give you some issues. As for Santa Rosa County, just coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton is where you're going to see the most trouble.
The rainy weather pattern continues right on into the weekend, and we've got a real high rain chance on Saturday. I think most of that heavy rain is going to fall Saturday morning and maybe much of it very early Saturday morning. We could see a few inches of rain. So we're 90% on our Saturday rain chance. Sunday's rain chance is 50%. Highs this weekend will be at or above 70 degrees. Overnight lows will be in the 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, rainy weekend, as you heard there. Right now it's 71 degrees with an overnight low of 66. All right. If you are a big fan like I am of the Golden Bachelor, and you haven't watched last night's season finale, just turn down the volume here for about a minute. We're going to talk about it.
Really?
All right. Yeah. 3, 2, 1. All right. I've given everybody a chance. So the Golden Bachelor last night, Gary made his choice.
I came to the realization that you're not the right person for me to live with. Huh. You're the person that I can't live without.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That was so good.
Austin, oh, you have a it looks like a glistening on next to your cheek. Is that glitter or is that a tear?
It must be glitter because it ain't a tear. I mean, unless so, I'm crying laughing.
I called this not quite from the very beginning, but I knew pretty early on that there was something there with Gary and Teresa.
Congratulations.
So the surprise that they announced during the live reveal there was they plan to get married on January 4th during a televised ceremony on ABC. So, Austin, you can plan accordingly.
Thank you, sir.
Also, in some wacky stories here, so the Leaning Tower in Italy is at risk of collapse. You say, what? Yeah, no, it's not that Leaning Tower. It's not the one in Pisa. There is one in Bologna. I think I'm pronouncing that right. It stood for 1,000 years, and it's an iconic part of the city's skyline since the 12th century. But the city says that it's at a pretty serious risk of collapse now, so they're calling for a protective cordon to go up that will contain debris that would result from a possible collapse. So that's pretty interesting there. Good news, a beloved 95-year-old University of Hawaii cafeteria worker who has gained a reputation as a matchmaker is retiring. That's Eloise Luzader, She's been the head cashier at Gateway House Cafe for a little under 30 years. And she says she'll miss the students and that they keep her young and happy. And she apparently has a knack for being able to tell what students would make good couples, saying that three of her matches got married.
How about that?
Happy retirement to Eloise. Finally, a Florida baby adopted after she was discovered 10 months ago in the woods. The baby girl was abandoned about an hour after she was born and was found wrapped in a blanket with the umbilical cord and placenta still attached.
Goodness.
She was found and taken to a nearby hospital, and now she has her forever home.
Awesome. So
that's awesome there. Hour number one in the books. We'll get Channel 3 News at 5 coming up. Full rundown of everything happening in your world. And, of course, checking in with Channel 3 reporter Tanner Stewart for his weekly segment.